On Thursday, September 11, 2024, Carol Sameja announced her much-anticipated return to the stage at Casino du Liban, as part of the adaptation of the Broadway musical Anything Goes, titled Kilo Mazmu. A press conference was held yesterday at La Martingale, gathering various media outlets alongside the diva, producer Nayla El Khoury, singer, writer, and director Roy El Khoury, co-writer and actor Fouad Yamine, and conductor Elio Kalasi. The 7 scheduled performances of Anything Goes Arabia, Kilo Mazmu will take place from October 11th to 13th and October 17th to 20th. The long-awaited return in a superproduction. Carol Sameja makes a powerful comeback with the musical Kilo Mazmu, an adaptation of Anything Goes, one of Broadway's musical masterpieces, which has won 50 prestigious awards since its debut in 1934. In this highly ambitious production directed by Nayla El Khoury and staged by Roy El Khoury, over 40 actors, dancers, and performers will bring the Casino du Liban stage to life under the musical direction of Elio Kalasi. The play was co-written by Roy El Khoury and Fouad Yamine to integrate Lebanese culture. Claude Abu Haidar skillfully rewrote the songs for Kilo Mazmu. A slew of well-known actors who have left their mark on Lebanese comedy will also be part of the cast, including Fouad Yamine, Dori Simrani, Nazi Youssef, Joy Karam, the famous performer of Jupe Maxi, Noor Helu, Chafik Hanna, and many others. The producer spared no expense in bringing the luxurious cruise ship to life, a three-story structure with suites and various spaces, complemented by elaborate and even breathtaking lighting. The sound quality also required the acquisition of very sophisticated systems, with 65 microphones present on stage, as the performances, notably by the divine Carol Sameja and singer Roy El Khoury, as well as the orchestra and all other performers, will be done entirely live. Although we're embarked on a wild story set on a grand ship, nothing was pieced together on a shoestring budget. It was all executed by Lebanese professionals who are masters in their respective artistic fields. The dazzling, rich stage costumes were designed by several stylists, including Bassem Feghali and Jean-Louis Sabagi for Carol Sameja, said Nayla El Khoury, before mentioning the contribution of Casino du Liban in this crucial period and the support of its CEO Roland El Khoury. Roy El Khoury's team. Roy El Khoury, a graduate of Broadway Musical Theater at NYFA, who had previously successfully adapted Chicago Bel Arabi, another production by Nayla El Khoury, pointed out that the actors and singers engage in often difficult and perilous exercises while singing live, which is a rare experience in the current Lebanese theatrical scene. The play requires great skill and perfect precision to orchestrate a synchronized ballet between 50 characters on stage and 50 others behind the scenes, all adhering to the sacred tempo. It is an honor for me to be part of Carol Sameja's return, and an even greater honor to sing with her in a duet, Roy El Khoury enthused. Fouad Yamine emphasized that we had to navigate a minefield to remain as faithful as possible to the original idea of Anything Goes, while adapting it to Lebanese culture. He insisted on the values of kindness among all team members, who transformed the rehearsal sessions into moments as intense as they were enjoyable. Elio Kalasi provided a brief historical overview of Anything Goes, praising the composer Cole Porter for the nearly century-old play that has been performed on stages worldwide. Anything Goes, a timeless classic, was initially created in the musical context of jazz and swing, which stirred the enthusiasm of audiences burdened by the Great Depression of 1929, he added. What we will present to the Lebanese public is a crescendo of intense emotions, a beautiful and much-needed adrenaline rush, something we all need in these times of gloom. A strong presence and great modesty. Carol Sameja appeared radiant in a white dress, highlighting her slender figure. The complete artist with a thousand talents, who played Queen Zenobia in the eponymous play by Mansour Rabbani in 2007, shared her joy at working with the very talented Roy El Khoury and praised the entire team, acknowledging the unique potential of each member. My last and best performance was undoubtedly in Queen Zenobia by Mansour Rabbani, which marked a turning point in my career. In 2009, one of the two great pillars of Lebanese theater passed away. Since then, I vowed never to take on a role in a musical again, after that hard-earned triumph. However, today I recognize that I am facing a stage beast in Roy El Khoury, and it is a new challenge for me to portray an unusual character that requires great physical endurance and flawless mastery of live singing. Carol Sameja explained that she had received many offers, but only found her return to the theater possible with a team as professional and demanding as Roy El Khoury's, which deserves media attention. I proudly claim my membership in such a team. I am proud to return to the stage to perform under the direction of a director who deserves to carry the torch of musical theater in Lebanon.